Kingsley was very good to us during the war. It was very good to the men who had gone away to war. They used to keep in contact with them. And one particular time, we lived near the railway, and a landmine was found hanging in the trees.
Mm.
And so they decided to evacuate everyone. And of course, Mum and Dad's first thought was Kingsley Hall. And we took the neighbours down there, and they sheltered us until we were able to go back to our home. So Kingsley has been at the back of my life all the time, really.
Right. So after the war, you obviously were still involved with Kingsley, so you hadn't obviously started work then. I think you were involved in the youth exchange.
Yes, I was actually 18 when I first went. Away with the big group.
Tell us a bit about the background of that.
Yeah, well, what happened during the war, there was a prisoner of war camp in Brentwood. Mr. Russell, who was the warden of Kingsley Hall at that time, was very keen, I think, to help out with the prisoners, making sure that they perhaps were treated right. I don't know, because I didn't go into that. But he decided that he would see if they would allow some of the prisoners to come to Kingsley Hall, perhaps to play table tennis or snooker, or perhaps be involved in some of the activities there. Of course, I was 15, 16, and some of the prisoners weren't much older. But anyway, they used to come, and we had dances and all sorts of things with them. And they were so nice. They were so nice, the prisoners. They really were. I think they were so glad that they'd got someone other than the prison camp people.
So they were kind of allowed out for the day?
They were allowed out for the day, I think, with Mr. Russell and Arthur Durrant, who also was one of the youth club leaders at Kingsley, who eventually I went on to help as a youth club leader with him. He became involved in it. He was a conscientious objector during the war, and was very much involved with the prisoners. And they became so involved with Kingsley Hall people, that eventually some of the people invited them to their homes. And that was allowed. And one Christmas, the people asked if they could have them stay over Christmas, which they did. And I think that was a lovely, lovely idea.